know we've been preaching this sermon series entitled Game Day, and we always like to coincide things with our sermon series with things that are going on. And last week I talked to you about a winning strategy. Today I want to talk to you about a winning mindset. See, the winning mindset that I want to talk about is a spiritual mentality that can produce a life of power and effectiveness. How many of you want to have an effective life? Yeah. Amen. Come on, somebody. A winning spiritual mindset can enable you to thrive in your marriage, to thrive in your life, in your career, in your family. A winning mindset. Do you know the Bible has a lot to say about our mindset? Because our mindset is very, very important. People in the world at large, they live life with uncontrolled passions and lust. All of us at one time live like that. When there is no spiritual dimension, there is no peace and there is no fulfillment. But the winning mindset is the result of living for Christ and becoming all that God wants us to be. I want you to listen closely to these verses of Scripture, these two verses in Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and verse 6. I love these in the Amplified Version. And look at what it says. For those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desires, set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit and are controlled by the desires of the Spirit set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. Now the mind of the flesh, listen to this. This is so insightful. The mind of the flesh, which is sense and reasoning without the Holy Spirit, is death. Death that comprises all of the miseries arising from sin, both here and hereafter. But the mind of the Holy Spirit is life and soul peace, both now and forever. So it has the power of the life that now is and that which is to come. So I want to pose a question. What is mindset? Because we see it talked about in these verses, right? In verse 5 and verse 6 right here of Romans chapter 8. Those who have their mind set on the flesh, they pursue the things that gratify the flesh. But those who have their mind set on the Spirit, they pursue the things that produce life. So this way is a mindset. A mindset is defined this way. It is a mental inclination or disposition or a frame of mind, a collection of thoughts and beliefs that shape how you think. That's what a mindset is. It's a mental, it's definitely a mental issue. It's a mental area of our disposition. See, our mind determines our attitude. You know, that's why I've entitled this sermon today, The Winning Mindset. Because we can win when Jesus is guiding us. Can I get an amen? Amen. We can win when Jesus is guiding us. When He's working in our lives, when He is Lord of our life, He is Savior and He is Lord. So the next question is, how is mindset formed? How do we form it? Because everybody has a mindset. So how is a mindset formed? Remember, it's a mental inclination, disposition, frame of mind, collection. It is a collection of thoughts and beliefs. So how is it education? Well, it's formed by life experience. It's formed by one's education or upbringing and or the culture in which we live.
That's how a mindset is formed. So our belief system, our mindset, it's formed by the things that have gone into us, the things that have programmed us. How many of you realize that the culture is programming people? Commercials, television, mass media, all of those things program our mind. All right, now, check this out. Here's another question. And we're going to give you a verse of scripture that answers this, I think, so accurately. How does mindset determine lifestyle? How does it determine your lifestyle? Your mindset, this is a great truth right here. Your mindset runs your life. It runs your life. I love this verse of scripture. I quote it all the time. Proverbs 4:23. This is the New Century Version. And the New Century Version says it this way for Proverbs 4:23. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. Now think about that for a second. Your thoughts, your thought life runs your life. So it's very important how we think. Amen? It's very vital how we think, because your mindset runs your life. So be careful how you're thinking. Be careful the thought process that is dominating you, because it's your mindset. So we want to talk about this winning mindset, because in Romans chapter 8, it tells us that the spiritual mindset, that which is controlled, it is inspired, it is motivated by the Holy Spirit. That is the mindset that wins in life. That is the mindset that teaches us how to thrive in every area of our life. So here's my next question. How can I develop a winning mindset? How can I develop it? Well, first of all, we must learn to do this. There's always listen for the voice of God. The Lord is always speaking to us. Now, how many of you know God can speak in an audible voice? But that is extraordinary. You know, we go to the book of Acts, and we find that that Saul was struck down on the road to Damascus because he hated the church. He hated believers. He hated the name of Jesus, and God supernaturally struck him down. And Saul, who would later become the Apostle Paul, heard an audible voice. So it can happen, but you better make sure it's the voice of God and not some devil talking to you. Come on, somebody. Amen? But God speaks to us every single day. But we have to learn to hear his voice in the spiritual sense. Check this out. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 in the Message Bible. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Wow. What a great verse, a great statement. Trust God. Listen for God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Oh man, I love that. Because how many of you know that's the challenge of life, is to stay on the right track, to stay on the right course. Because, my friends, we live in a world surrounded by people who are on the wrong path. They're on the wrong road. They're on the wrong journey. And we cannot allow them to get us on the wrong path. So I have to listen for the voice of God. God is speaking all the time. And we know he's always speaking to us through his word. Amen. You cannot lose when you listen to the word of God. And God will speak in other ways. He will speak to us through people. He will speak to us through circumstances. God even speaks to us in trials and tribulations. Even Jesus said, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, it says that in times past, God spoke in various ways. He spoke to us by the Old Testament patriarchs and the prophets. But in these last days, God is speaking to us by his Son. So I have to train myself. If I want to develop that winning mindset, I have to train myself to listen for the voice of God. Because I cannot figure out everything on my own. I have to listen for his voice in everything that I do. Here's another great verse of scripture. This one is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 48 and verse 17. Listen to what this says. I am God, your God, who teaches you how to live right and well. So God will teach you how to live right and well. I love what it says next. I will show you what to do and where to go. Man, that's a great promise. Come on, somebody. We need to get that word in our spirit. That is a great promise. God says, if God teach you how to live right, and I will teach you how to live well. Now, if God teaches us that and we receive it, how many of you know we are going to thrive in our lives? Amen? We will thrive. We will advance. We will move forward because this is a promise of God. And he says, I'm going to show you what to do. In every circumstance, every experience of life, God is going to show us what to do. He's going to show us where to go. He's going to give us the ability to make the right choice and the right decision. Because remember Romans chapter 8. It says that those who are of the flesh, they are controlled by its unholy desires. They set their minds on and they pursue those things of the flesh. But the mind of the Spirit is that which is based in right choices, right decisions. The mind of the flesh, it is sense and reasoning without the Holy Spirit. I don't want to make those kind of choices. I don't want to live in that arena to reason things out, to make choices and decisions without wisdom and insight. So I must listen for the voice of God because he is always speaking. So how can I develop a winning mindset? Listen for the voice of God. Here's the second thing to develop a winning mindset. Continue to gain knowledge. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 5. It says, a strong man knows how to use his strength. But a person with knowledge is even more powerful. Now think about that. Here's a question to consider. Can I succeed at something I don't understand? I'm just giving you food for thought. Yeah, that's right. Can I succeed at something I don't understand? I need knowledge. If I need my air conditioner repaired, I'm probably not going to call a carpenter. Right? Amen. You have to call somebody that has knowledge. If I need brain surgery, I'm not going to call a plumber. some knowledge. Right? I want somebody that's got some knowledge. Have you ever, could you imagine needing brain surgery and asking the doctor, have you ever done this before? No, I just started. I actually was running a side business of contracting work. Wait, I don't want you working on my brain. Amen. You can't succeed at something you don't understand. See, knowledge is the result of encountering and experiencing God. Now consider this. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge, and the Bible says in Genesis 3:5 that they became God-like. Think about that. They ate of the forbidden tree. God told Adam, you can eat of every tree, but don't eat of this tree. For if you eat of this tree, you shall die. But they ate from the tree of knowledge, and Genesis 3:5 said they were duped. They fell for, you know, for the pitch that they would become like God. They would become God-like. Now here's the deal about that. They could now decide what was good or evil, but they would do it independently of the Creator. So think about that. How do people make choices and decisions today that don't know God? They make a decision between what is good or evil, but they make it independently of the Creator. That's why people can't really figure out what's right and what's wrong. Are y'all still with me? Amen? God-like, but they did not have proper knowledge. See, we must have the knowledge of God. I always say this about the fall in the Garden of Eden, that they ate of the tree of knowledge thinking they would gain knowledge, but they lost knowledge because they were separated. God is the God of wisdom and knowledge. The Bible teaches us that. So because they became separated from God, they became separated from His knowledge. Check this verse out. This is a great verse. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 20. I love this verse of Scripture. He says, "And we know the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding so that we may know." All right, so there's a connection here between understanding and knowledge, because he talks about knowing God. So knowledge is always knowledge to knowing God. If you know God, you gain knowledge. If you don't know God, you lose knowledge. Do y'all see that? All right, so he says, we know the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him. In other words, He has given us insight. Listen to the Amplified Bible. "And we have seen and know positively that the Son of God has actually come to this world and has given us understanding and insight progressively." So we're talking about something that grows. So to receive knowledge means that we are progressing in this knowledge. So he says that we have insight. We have understanding and we have insight progressively to perceive, recognize, come to know better and more clearly Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. This man is the true God and life eternal. We need the knowledge of God. So how do I develop a winning attitude? I've got to gain knowledge. How do I gain knowledge? I get to know God better. Amen? Think about it. You know, in the context of marriage, nobody knows you like your husband or your wife. They have full knowledge of you. Right? So think about it in the context of knowing God. If I want knowledge, I have to deepen my understanding of God. And as I deepen my understanding of God, as I grow in my relationship with Him, I continue to gain knowledge. Because God is the one that knowledge comes from. He possesses all knowledge, all wisdom. So if I want to be wise, if I want to be smart, if I want to have insight, I just need to get closer to God. That's it. Let me give you the third thing. I got four to give you. How am I going to develop a winning attitude? I must develop confidence. Oh, I love this one. Develop confidence. Now, we hear a lot in the world in which we live, you know, about self-confidence. You know, believe in yourself and, you know, and that kind of thing. I want to take that to a deeper level. Because if I have confidence, I want to have confidence that is solid. But confidence that is secure. Confidence that is taught scripturally. So what does that kind of confidence look like? Well, check this out. In Psalms 71 and verse 5. Psalm 71:5. You are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. In other words, you are my confidence. You are my confidence. It is upon you that I have confidence. In verse 1, he says, in you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. This is all talking about confidence. Thank God for confidence. You are my hope, O Lord. You are my trust from my youth and the source of my confidence. God is the source of my confidence. If I want to thrive in life, then I've got to have that right mentality. I've got to develop that spiritual mindset. It's rooted in relationship with God. Amen. It's in sync with the Holy Spirit. And as I develop that confidence, my life begins to change. Things are different. Life is different. See, confidence develops as faith grows. Confidence is born in faith. Now, we're not talking about a confidence in our abilities or talents. The world talks about that. We are talking about a confidence that is rooted in God. Hallelujah. When we trust God in His Word, our lives have a right focus and stability is the product. I would call it spiritual swagger. Come on, somebody. Amen. We need a little spiritual swagger. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. I want to develop this kind of confidence. You are my hope, O Lord God. You are my confidence. You are the source. You are my trust. You are the source of my confidence. That's the kind of confidence I want to develop. I want to have that kind of confidence, biblical confidence. I don't want to trust myself or trust myself because self might not be trustworthy. Right? Amen? Because we already learned, according to Romans chapter 8, man, if we get in the flesh, then that's sense and reasoning without. All right, let me go. The Holy Spirit. I don't want to live like that. All right, let me go. Let me give you the fourth and final one. How do we develop that winning mentality? Develop sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Oh, man, this one is so vital. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a verse of scripture here. I think it's going to rock your world. It's Ephesians chapter 3, and it's verse 16. Ephesians 3:16. May God grant you out of the rich treasury of His glory. Just think about that for a second. All right, so God has a treasury. Y'all know what a treasury is, right? The United States government has a treasury. When you pay taxes, who's the check made out to? The United States Treasury, right? Man, give me the treasury and I'll go buy a new boat. Hallelujah. That's where all the money is. But God in His Word is not just talking about financial resources. He's talking about things much deeper than that. Now, we know He promised His to meet all of our needs according to His glory, right? His riches. Think about it. And my God shall supply all of my need according to His riches in glory. Are y'all still with me? He's talking about a treasury. And this treasury is of the Holy Spirit. So God's word says that He may grant you out of the rich treasury of His glory to be strengthened, reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit Himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. Did y'all catch that? That God will change your personality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know some people, God needs to change their personality? Well, we're not going to worry about them. We're going to worry about ours. Amen? We're going to worry about changing ours. Hallelujah. Because I want to develop that sensitivity. Now, we began with Romans chapter 8, sense and reasoning. Amen. If we walk according to the flesh, sense and reasoning without the Holy Spirit. There, Paulus says why people's lives are such a mess is because they're calling the shots. They're making their own choices, their own decisions, and they are doing it based upon independency from God. And they try to figure it all out. But man, when you get connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have an inner resource. The Holy Spirit is our inner resource. The Holy Spirit will enable you, listen, to change your thoughts, your ways, and submit them to the higher ways of God. This, my friends, is what produces a winning mindset. Let me leave you with another verse of Scripture. This is a great one, too. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7. Listen to what this says. He says that you are not consciously falling behind or lacking in any special spiritual endowment or Christian grace, the reception of which is due to the power of divine grace operating in your souls by, come on, what does it say? What a great, by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Man, what a great verse of Scripture. Thank God for it. He's operating in you. See, He is our inner resource. I have an inner resource. And He connects it to the coming of Christ. He says, while you wait and watch, constantly living in hope for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and His being made visible to all. One day, every Christ rejecter will acknowledge His Lordship. One day, every atheist will acknowledge His Lordship. Because the Bible says emphatically that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that He is Lord to the glory of God. Hallelujah.